The blast shook the dome so hard that bits of adobe sprinkled down in a dirty rain. The glowing coals in the fire pit instantly darkened, the fumes dissipated, the images vanished completely. That had been a military rocket, Doc sluggishly realized. He weakly stood and drew his blasters.
Get out of the way!
Hot lead began to pour through the gaping hole in the adobe dome. Torn apart by the incoming fusillade, several of the old Indians in the ring fell over. Turning toward the shaman, Doc felt an icy stab as he saw her sprawled on the ground.
Damn!
She had almost told him the way home. Ryan was the way, but so were the redoubts, and Coldfire, and a symbol of a blue circle with a red star. Shaking the omens and portents from his mind, Doc concentrated on the present and charged for the exit tunnel. Doc scrambled outside with both of his blasters at the ready. Everywhere was chaos and confusion. The entire thorny barricade around the encampment was on fire, filling the night with hellish light. A second missile streaked past the flaming bushes to slam into the cook fire in the middle of the bill. Staggering back, Doc raised an arm to protect himself from the flying debris. Who was attacking them? Was it the Rogans? Or that Delphi person the old shaman had spoke of just before she died? A warrior with a broken arm was using her other hand to fire a blaster into the darkness. A flurry of arrows arced high into the sky to curve back down and hit something in a metallic pattern. Metal? That meant a war wag. Sprinting that way, Doc went around the burning wigwam and recoiled at the sight of a huge machine dominating the desert settlement. The vehicle was smooth and egg-shaped, the chassis shiny. Multiple sets of armored treads lined the bottom in flexing sections, and as Doc watched, the top lifted to display a honeycomb of launch tubes. A rocket lanced outward into the billowing smoke. Leveling his two blasters, Doc unleashed hot lead at the deadly machine. The rounds only bounced off the smooth side of the armored war wag, as if he were throwing gravel. Holstering the Lamah, Doc pulled out a pipe bomb, paused, and stuffed it back into a pocket of his frock coat. Instead, he withdrew a Gren, pulled the pin, flipped off the arming handle, and expertly rolled the deadly sphere directly under the lumbering death machine. The thermite blast rocked the wag, chem flames engulfing the armored treads. But as the searing thermal charge dissipated, the strange war wag wasn't even scratched. Just then, the front of the transport started to fade in color, and Doc ducked behind a canvas tent that was miraculously still standing. Sneaking a fast peek, Doc saw the front of the chassis become transparent. The scowling operator of the wag came into view. Seated in a small cockpit was a pale man with slicked back blonde hair, the flashing lights from the control boards covering his stern features with a twinkling rainbow. It was him, the man from Doc's vision. That had to be Delphi, Doc's enemy and benefactor. Leveling the Ruger, Doc fired twice. But the bullets only flattened and stayed where they hit, like squashed bugs on a windshield.
Impossible!
Doc lowered the gun. Not even bulletproof glass did that. This was something else. Some material as strong as steel, but clear as glass. Armaglass. The word came unbidden to his mind. Clear armaglass. Doc didn't know how he could be so certain, but the answer felt right. This machine had something to do with the makers of the redoubts and the Matrans chambers. Doc could see Delphi reach out a finger to scratch at the lead sticking to the outside of the machine. Delphi frowned and moved a joystick. The top of the globular wag lifted once more, and a strident machine gun chattered from the complex weapons pod. No spent brass fell from the wag as Doc grimly prepared another grin. The driver of the war wag looked his way, and the two men locked eyes for a long moment. Then Delphi smiled and jerked the joystick. The treads of the wag dug into the loose soil and sent the massive machine surging across the settlement. Pulling the pin on the grin, Doc dropped the handle and lobbed the bomb at the wag. Delphi kept going. Blinding flame covered the wag. Instantly, Doc sprang into the charred pit of the dead cooking fire. Shadows engulfed Doc, as he stepped on soft things he tried not to look at too closely. Reaching the other side, he scrambled out as a net fell on the crater, just missing him by inches. His long legs pumping, Doc dove frantically over a collapsed tent, and a net descended to entangle a warrior trying to reload a double-barrel scattergun. Charging past some trotting horses, Doc dashed toward the opening of the burning thicket. Another net fell, catching a woman and child just as they climbed onto a horse. Wrapped in the strands, the woman hugged the child tight and kicked the terrified animal into motion. Acting purely on instinct, Doc followed in their wake. As the woman and child galloped through the thorny barrier, Doc was close behind. The flames reached out for the escapees. They were out and away into the cool night. Something fluttered in the smoky air above Doc. And yet another net landed on the crackling bushes. The black strands lay immutable in the dancing flames, neither melting nor catching fire. Redoubling his speed, Doc charged into the darkness. This explained why Delphi hadn't simply blown the wigwam apart on the first volley. The Whitecoat wanted Doc alive. Delphi had to be the source of all the military tech used by the Rogans. Did this mean that the Rogans were here too? What should Doc do? What could he do? Run, hide, and escape. The ancient mantra of his days in captivity came back with galvanizing force, and Doc charged to the left. Most people were right-handed and always veered that way in a chase. Ryan had taught him that. If you went to the left, it bought you precious seconds of freedom. Crashing through the thicket, the polished war wag headed straight for Doc, as if it could see in the dark. And then Doc realized that it could. The thing had to have infrared scanners. Running from the burning settlement only made Doc that much easier to locate as the only moving heat source in the desert. Looking around in desperation, Doc saw some horses galloping across the desert and took off after them. He was about halfway there when something moved in the sky. Doc wildly dove to the right. A net smacked onto the ground, a strand brushing the hem of his coat and clinging for a long moment before coming loose. The sight filled his stomach with dread. Okay, running wasn't working. Time to change tactics. Reaching into a pocket, Doc pulled out a Gren. Yanking the pin, he dropped the spoon and counted to five before throwing the explosive charge at the war wag. A grinning Delphi waved at Doc as the Gren exploded. And a lambent blanket of hellfire flooded the open top of the war wag to engulf the exposed honeycomb. Set ablaze, the warheads of the missiles began to detonate. Then the solid-stage fuel ignited, and the entire wag shook violently as it disappeared inside a deafening fireball of colossal proportions. Not waiting to see the results, Doc changed direction and pelted furiously for the old ruins. The pre-dark brick walls might hide him from the thermal sensors of the machine, or they might not, but it was his best and only chance. Putting his every ounce of strength into running, Doc dashed across the open expanse that led to the crumbling base. With every heartbeat, he expected another net to fall from above, or a laser to stab into his back. The battered gate of the dilapidated fort was hanging from sagging hinges, the wood eaten by insects and partially softened by the relentless acid rains. Throwing up an arm, Doc braced himself and hit it at a full run. He smashed through without slowing. Ducking into a pool of shadows, Doc desperately looked around for a suitable hiding place and found it at once. The stone well. The solid rock would shield his body heat from the sensors of the war wag. Perfect. Scrambling to the side, Doc grabbed the rope attached to the crank set above the dark well and swung himself over the side. The wooden crank turned incredibly slowly, gradually lowering him into the well with the speed of winter molasses. Doc tugged on the rope hard, and it came loose to spin freely, dropping him quickly down the well, only to snag on something and jerk to a hard stop. Doc tugged once more, and the ancient rope snapped. Plummeting out of control, Doc clawed at the rough stone wall for any purchase as the yawning blackness swallowed him whole. Rolling the modified LAV over the sandy plain, Delphi looked about at the landscape and scowled at the sight of the smashed fortress. He dimly remembered when it was brand new, but that was so long ago. Checking the infrared scanner, Delphi saw no sign of anything that resembled Tanner. Switching to a sonic scanner, he filtered out the sounds of the massacre. But there was nothing else. How could that be? The man couldn't simply disappear into thin air. Where was Tanner? Holding his breath in some alcove? Delphi shoved the joystick forward, and the APC rolled forward. He scowled at the harshly blinking section of the control board that showed that the net cannon and missile pod were totally destroyed. Who knew the old fool had a thermite grin? Had to have gotten it from the Rogan brothers. Delphi grimaced. The fools would pay dearly for that mistake. Flipping toggles, Delphi pressed a palm to a flat screen to activate a new weapon system. A stubby barrel extended from the front of the transport. Pressing the arming switch with a thumb, Delphi pulled the trigger on the joystick, and a scintillating ruby-red beam of cohesive light stabbed out to sweep across the ancient buildings. As the half-melted material fell aside, Delphi listened carefully to the sonic sensors for any cursing or sharp intakes of breath, but he heard nothing. Anxiously, Delphi glanced at a rear monitor, showing the annihilated Indian settlement. Had the time traveler somehow gotten behind him and was hiding among the Indians? He shuddered at the horrible thought that Tanner might be dead. With a wave, Delphi banished the very notion and sent the LAB rumbling straight at the fort. Tanner was intelligent, there was no denying that. The scholar had tried to escape numerous times from Operation Kronos without the help of Coldfire. He survived in the Deathlands for some time with only his addled wits. Yet wherever he traveled, the agents of Coldfire died. Dr. Tardy, Overton, Lord Kinnison. Smashing through the adobe wall, Delphi braked the tank in an open area and flicked on powerful searchlights. In the stark white glow, he saw the answer to the riddle at once.
A stone well. Clever, but not clever enough.
His hand started to move across the control panel, but Delphi forced himself to stop. There was nothing the tank could do down there. If the massive machine even came close, the weak sides of the vertical shaft might collapse and crush Tanner to death. If the man was hiding at the bottom.
God damn it!
Delphi flicked a row of switches and set the tank on autopilot. Rising from the chair, he stomped out of the cockpit. The door automatically opened at his approach, then closed again in his wake. Going to a ferrule box made of ceramic armor, Delphi pressed a hand to a glowing plate. The sub-electronic locks disengaged, and the cabinet side opened to display a small arsenal of weapons. Making fast choices, Delphi slammed the cabinet closed and headed for the exit. The side of the tank irised open as he approached it, and a metallic ramp extended to the ground like a silver tongue. Striding to the well, Delphi dilated his pupils to gather in more light, and the darkness brightened to a pale gloom. But he could still see nothing important. He strained at the Stygian depths, but even his augmented vision couldn't see in total blackness. Then he spied the ragged end of the swinging rope, the thread showing brown on the outside, but pale tan on the inside. A fresh break. Could it be a trick? Of course, but he didn't think so. Tanner had to be below. Probably wounded, and just waiting to be captured.